Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 97.1. I know the segments are goofed up here, so let's just get to work. The LeBron James interview post-game. He was fabulous last night. Unfortunately, we're not talking about that. It's more Ali LaForce asked a question regarding Greg Popovich. His wife passed away during the game. I thought the question was inappropriate. I thought it was tacky. I understand, to her credit. She told him before the interview, hey, I'm going to ask you this. My question isn't really about Ali LaForce. I don't really care about Ali LaForce. Any sideline reporter I categorize the same way. They just do what their producer tells them to do. The point is, what is it about us? What does it say about us that the producer felt that was the question that needed to be asked? LeBron damn near went for 50. Put up 20 in the first quarter. Put the team on his back. Needed every ounce of it to beat Indiana. Why do I need LeBron's comments on another man's wife passing away? And I understand he's an admirer of Pop. He reveres him. He's fond of him. I get all of that. Can you let the man get dressed after the game? Can you let the man take 20 minutes to collect his thoughts? You are on the court asking that question. Thought it was highly inappropriate. And really, no disrespect to anybody, what is he going to say in there that is going to somehow affect the conversation? There's nothing to say. And if he is close enough to Pop that you feel that question is something you want to ask, remember this in the back of your head. If he's that close with Pop, he'll reach out and make that phone call. I didn't like the question then. I don't like it now.
Well, they did it because they wanted the clicks. They wanted the ratings. They wanted it to be, hey, we know LeBron is about to go to a post-game press conference, but we can get him first. So obviously it's going to be headline after headline. It's LeBron James. They knew it'd be headline after headline of this is what LeBron thinks about Greg Popovich's wife passing away. Here's what LeBron had to say via TNT. Here's the TNT video. He said it on TNT to Ali LaForce. Yeah. They knew that that's what they were going to get out of it.
Well, I think it's why people hate the media. I mean, it just shows you how crappy the media is.
Ernie Johnson breaking into the game.
Yeah,
as if it's CNN to, you know, be the bearer of bad news and be dramatic. And of course, it's terrible, but you didn't need to break into the game to do that.
No, and you know what? You do it at halftime. You make the announcement. You make it a part of your scroll. Breaking in. No, I don't need that. It's a man's wife. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, it's not a time to try to get ratings and props from people for having the video.
Let's go to Andre, 97.1. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, sir?
Talk to me.
Okay, this topic is real near and dear to my heart. Okay, so like I told the gentleman that picked up the phone, I'm going to try to be very careful with my words. I am a widower. My wife, it's been 5 years since my wife passed. And I want to think that they had the best intentions at heart, but they should have let the man mourn. It should have been a private moment, even though he's a public figure. And when he was ready to talk, and I'm talking about Popovich, when he was ready to talk, then he would talk. I just think it was.
But why? But Andre, why are they asking Kevin Durant? Why are they asking LeBron James? Why do I care what those two men have to say about Pop's wife passing away?
That is the issue I have with the media, because it's messy. And like I said, even though he's a public person, he should have been. Man, his wife had just passed. And it's like breaking news. It's like, you know, unless you've been through it, you're really not going to really understand what he's about to go through. And they should have given him the respect to just mourn. So yeah, it was really, really messed up. If anything, I thought LeBron and Durant could have just said no comment.
Well, the problem, and I appreciate it, Andre, the problem is you're put in a spot where you can't say no comment. You have to offer words. I don't think LeBron was in a good spot. I thought he handled it as best as he could. Again, I'm not sure. This is the problem I have, and everybody deals with death differently, but what else is he supposed to say, mind you? Like, what did you think you were getting out of that if you work for TNT and you're Allie LaForce and you're LaForce's producer in the truck? What exactly did you think you were going to get? What do you think? LeBron was going to go off script? You know, Pop is fiercely private. There are no stories about his wife. No one knows who she is, and for good reason. She doesn't coach the Spurs. He does. He wanted it that way. He wanted privacy. I had no idea she was battling an illness for a long time, nor should I. That's the world we should live in. The one we do now is all voyeuristic. The point is, what is LeBron going to say? You're asking a question, you know the answer, so why ask it? Now, again, if it's at the podium, if it's after all basketball-related questions were asked, LeBron offers a comment, that's different. But on court, no. Breaking into the game, no. I thought TNT's coverage of it was absolutely tacky. 248-539-9797, ticket text coming in. Are best wishes even appropriate for a grieving family? Shouldn't have asked the question. Mike, you're 100% correct. It was completely wrong, wrong place, and definitely wrong time. I cringed as well. Do you think producers are hoping he says something controversial or flubs the answer? It's the only reason you ask a question like that. I was shocked when she asked him. No relevance to the game whatsoever. Post-game conference, I think it's a passable question, but weird on the court. Thanks, Mike. It was obnoxious that she asked it to LeBron right after he won a playoff game. You know, and like I've said, I've tried to make sure I am careful. I am not coming down here on Allie LaForce. None of these sideline reporters, everything I know about the business, they ask what they're told to ask. Okay, that's it. Period. Producers telling them in their ear, ask this, ask this, ask this. Thank you. Check, please. You want to ad-lib a little bit? Go ahead. That was not Allie LaForce's decision there. She didn't come up with the brilliant idea to ask about Greg Popovich's wife passing away. Okay? That was above her pay grade. So that's kind of the overriding point. I can't kill her. She's there. She's putting food on the table. She's trying to do her job. Now, don't get me started that I don't even think we should have sideline reporters because they have absolutely no use in 2018. That's a separate issue, and we'll get into it on another day. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. Mike, you were about to speak. Yes, what?
No, I can wait, for sure.
Okay, good talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.